With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. A man heads to trial today accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more on the case against Ricardo Taylor.
Ricardo Taylor faces charges of indecent assault and assault by penetration involving a child who was 6 or 7 years old at the time of the alleged offenses. The Crown alleges that Mr. Taylor inappropriately touched a child while she was lying on a bed at his home in 2024. Prosecutors say the incident occurred on at least 2 occasions. The complainant, now 11 years old, gave evidence on Monday and was cross-examined. She told the courts that she knew Mr. Taylor through visits to a family friend's home where he lived. Mr. Taylor remains on bail. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
It was a pretty scary sight as a waterspout came ashore on Monday, dramatically sending beach chairs and pool umbrellas flying at a local complex. National Weather Service forecaster Kerry Powery tells Radio K-Man K-Man actually sees waterspouts pretty often, just more often at sea rather than on land.
The basic setup for the development of a waterspout is warm sea surface temperatures, light winds, some high air temperatures, and the presence of an existing or developing thunderstorm cloud. When these conditions are present, it would allow air to rise, and by rising, you can start that cyclonic turning of the winds, which helps, while it's over water, churn up the seas around.
Mr. Powery says if you do happen to see a waterspout coming ashore, pop inside until it dies out.
Waterspouts tends to be a short-lived phenomenon.
You can find a video of Monday's waterspout on the Radio K-Man Facebook page. The Health Insurance Commission is rolling out a new online reporting portal for the Segregated Insurance Fund, which helps pay for health care for some of K-Man's most vulnerable residents. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Segregated Insurance Fund, set up under the Health Insurance Commission Act and managed by the Commission, provides a financial safety net for people who are indigent, uninsurable, or partially uninsurable. For each health insurance contract, approved insurers collect $10 a month for people without dependents and $20 for those with dependents and pay those contributions to the Commission. Until now, those payments were tracked mainly through email spreadsheets, which officials say made it harder to reconcile data and spot trends quickly. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, phys.org reports a microscopic predator may offer a new way to protect some of the Caribbean's most endangered corals. Georgia Tech researchers found that tiny predator bacteria can halt the spread of a destructive coral disease by hunting and consuming pathogens responsible for the infection. The infection is one of the most notorious causes of tissue loss and death in stony corals. In the study, all untreated corals bleached within 48 hours, but corals exposed to the predatory bacteria fared, quote, much better. More than half showed no signs of bleaching beyond the infection site, and disease progression was effectively halted. The study was published in the ISME Journal. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Ukraine has carried out a series of further attacks on logistics warehouses and oil infrastructure in Russia overnight. The governor of the Moscow region said 5 people have been killed and 10 injured in an attack on a warehouse south of the capital. Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil giant Aramco has reported a 44% increase in profits as the Iran war sends oil prices surging. Its net income for the quarter from April to June was almost $33 billion. Saudi Aramco has been using its Red Sea pipeline to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. European Union interior ministers are holding an emergency meeting to discuss the sudden surge of tens of thousands of people crossing from Morocco into the Spanish territory of Ceuta last week. French officials say nearly 160 migrants have been rescued after their boat caught fire while attempting to cross the Channel to England. No casualties have been reported. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered that a man face a criminal trial charged with impersonating a judge for 3 years. He's also accused of defrauding people of about $200,000 in the process. Malaysian police say they've identified an employee at Kuala Lumpur's international airport that they'd like to speak to as part of an investigation into possible insider involvement after a Malaysian pilot was arrested in Indonesia for allegedly smuggling drugs. Indonesian customs officers found about 70,000 ecstasy tablets in his luggage. BBC News with Tom Sanders.